joining me live in studio, Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with the monthly report from the Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you taking time, as always, to come in studio. Of course, always a lot going on within the Sheriff's Office. Last month, we had Captain Brian Andrews on the air, and we talked about the ATM theft in Alpine. Any developments there?
We're still working that case, using some resources, information networks to get that information out. The photos that we do have, get them out regionally, you know, even to the Western United States. We believe this is not a one-off job, so, you know, for awareness, but also if they have any further suspect information. We're getting some of the images that we have been able to collect, refined to try and better identify maybe vehicles or suspects, see what kind of additional pictures we can get in there. So additional details from the pictures that we can get. So we're still working on that. It's still an active case that we spend time on and have hopes that we're going to continue to gather information.
As we talked about it, just the way that they handled out that that incident, it they could be people from anywhere, right? Yeah, I mean, it was obvious that they knew what they were doing. They had done it before, so
right. They knew what they knew what they were doing, and they have done it before, is my guess, and they're not going to stop there. So, so we feel like that there's additional information out there. We just got to, in other jurisdictions have had something similar and hope to gather some information from other agencies.
Any idea? One thing I forgot to ask Captain Andrews last month, any idea how much money was taken out of that ATM?
We do, but we don't release that. But yes, we have the number, but that's typically not released.
Sure.
Because it's information that we need down the road for investigative purposes.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning for the weekday wake up. Some other incidents happening that you're investigating. Sounds like people need to be on the watch.
Yeah, we
storage units.
Yeah, we had some storage shed burglaries, a number of those over the last few weeks. So that's an active case that we're working. Feel like we're making some progress on that case. So check your storage units, make sure everything's secure. But also just, you know, a reminder, if you see something suspicious or if you feel like there's something out of place or something doesn't look quite right, make sure you call us, and we're happy to, we'd much rather respond out to find out it's everything's okay than be told a few days later, well, I thought maybe there was something right, but I didn't want to bother you. We like to be bothered on stuff like that. So just a reminder to call. And if you do have storage units, go check them. Make sure that everything's okay there.
Were these units just in Star Valley? Is it kind of countywide?
Star Valley, Afton.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, the business owners are very good about working with us. So, but, you know, individually, you know, if you have them, go check them. And if you see something suspicious and car there that you don't, you know, kind of hanging out, something like that, make sure you check it. Call it in.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. It's the weekday wake up this morning. Heading into the holiday season, normally that means a little extra patrol on the roadways, right?
Yeah, like past years, we'll have some extra patrols out there. You know, mostly just making sure things safe, kind of focused on impaired driving, because there seems to be, there's too much of it. Any is too much, but, you know, in the holiday season, people sometimes forget to get a designated driver, and so we're going to be out there. And you know, I've said it before, ideally we'll go out, work hard, and not arrest anybody, because everybody's sober and everybody's driving good and nobody's making that decision to drive impaired. That's what we hope for. But we will have some extra units out working during the holiday season. So,
and for your department, it's not just a focus this time of year. It's been an increased focus year round, because you've seen an increase, right?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. It's a problem. It's a real problem. There's way too much of it. It's not just happening in those normal, you know, 10 o'clock to midnight hours. It's happening in the 10 a.m. to noon hours and every day of the week. So, we have a good crew that are good at detecting impaired drivers. We make a lot of arrests, and again, the goal is to get that down to nothing. That's our preference for sure.
Absolutely. Sheriff, appreciate your time. Anything else happening that we missed?
No, I appreciate the invite. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Appreciate what you guys do here for the community and for working with us on these monthly talks and everything else that we work on. So thank you and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Same to you. That's Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.